listener production.
Two colourful, loopy, fruity rings of deliciousness on the nutritional ladder of healthy living. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Go on, Daiso, get it off your chest.
I got nothing to say for you. I got nothing to say to you at all. I got nothing to say to you, son.
I know you're a little bit angry with me.
Crazy stuff, right? I've gone to Darwin in a couple of weeks, okay? Beautiful trip. North of Australia. Cannot wait. Basing the grasses on. Sick festival. I've got a Bridge Husway. All right? Up there. Matt's finally moved to Brisbane. I'm like, you know what? While I'm that far north, it's not that much of a big deal to point the plane in a different direction and fly into Brizzy. And finally, now that Matt's moved and has a spare room, jump in the spare room, go in the backyard pool with my old mate, Maddie, record this podcast for you live in person, where, of course, the chemistry is much better in the room. I just say, oh, I'm excited about next week, Matt. And Matt's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm coming to visit. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not going to be there. What the hell? Why the hell would I go to Brisbane otherwise?
I thought
you're
you
like,
were...
oh, I can leave a spare key out. I'm not there for the house. You nincompoop.
I thought that for some reason, because Belle was like, hey, we should go away on this particular day because I had to reschedule thing. And she goes, is there anything on that week? And I literally look at it and my calendar says, Daiso in town, exclamation mark, across like 3 days. And I go, oh, yeah, I mean, Dice is in town, but I'm pretty sure that's not like a big deal. And then I just like.
Now I got to call up and change my flights. Hey, it's not big, not a very big fee to change a flight that's landing in Brisbane to land it in Melbourne, is it? Yeah, you won't absolutely stooge me on that, will you? Freaking believable. Well, if anyone else is in Brisbane and wants to hang out.
Are you going to go? Are you still going to go?
How about you give me the keys, Matt? Me and the listeners will have a party
no
in your pad.
No way.
Yes, son.
Absolutely not. Can't even guarantee I can give you the keys. I haven't talked to Belinda about it yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good time away, mate. That'll be good. We're doing some sort of podcast today or something. What do we got here? Got something on?
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, just an episode of All Day Breakfast, but no big deal.
You know how it came up? We're going to be chatting to someone who's pitching their sporting team to us. We're in the market to buy a sports team, a crap one, real crap. And we got someone who's pitching it to us, who's from Brisbane. And I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe we could go along and check them out, Matt, when I'm in Brisbane and we're together and it's, they're, you know, all that. And you're like, what?
I just thought you were here for some work. I thought you were here doing some gig or
anything
something.
On?
I'll just
check my calendar. Daiso in town. No. Nah. Unbelievable.
I had to.
Well, Belinda, if you're listening, that's what happened.
Belinda, I look forward to our trip away. Love you very much. It's difficult choosing between, you know, the real wife, the work wife. It's hard. I don't know which one.
Pulled
to
in
do
all sorts of directions. you're right, mate. We'll get stuck in anyway. We can do this. We can do it.
All right. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, picture this.
We were both caught making love on the bathroom floor. Sorry, go on.
You have just walked out onto one of the biggest stadium football fields that this country has to offer, okay? The eyes of the nation are on you.
On the pitch.
Cameras everywhere. Yep.
Yep.
You need to be top of your game,
mm-hmm.
right?
What am I playing?
You need to be the best of the best. Doesn't matter what you're playing. You need to be the best of the best. What is your pre-match ritual? What do you like doing?
Oh, well, mate. Played some big games over the years. Preliminary final in Warrnambool District Football League under 17s. Reid Oval, Warrnambool, Russell's Creek Kangaroos versus the Tim Boone Demons. Alex Dyson walked out and, yeah, look, I don't know what I did beforehand. I think I had a bit of Gatorade.
Oh. Oh, man, I was really teed up for something huge then.
Well, I don't do like a LeBron James in the NBA and like rub the chalk on my hands and then like clap it and throw it up with my arms out.
I used to do a little bit of spit onto the goalie gloves. I mean, that was always a bit of a thing.
Remember one time walking out, and it was a wet day out in Panmure to play footy, and the person's there with the a spray can of belt grip. Usually spray on like a belt for an engine. And so you get that sprayed on your hands and like the ball sticks to it better, like when you're running around and
what
marking
the hell?
Footy. And I hated it.
Old Velcro Vic, hey?
Velcro mitts. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Bron, do you have any pre-match rituals? I mean, I'm not talking necessarily about, it doesn't have to be sports. It can just be about anything. What's your ritual?
If I have like a big, like something going on, not like necessarily sports, but like, you know, a big day, I like buying, this is embarrassing, new underwear. And just
yes.
having it and having it fresh.
Yeah,
fresh jockeys as, for the big day.
Yeah.
For the
big
dance.
As much of a ritual as anything, you know, to go like this is going to be, I am going to come into this clean and crisp.
Just like good luck underwear.
Remember broadcasting the Hottest 100, it would be a handshake before starting. It would be like, well, here we go.
Here
little
we
handshake.
Go. The eyes of the nation on us. Well, is any of that as unique as Matt Rowell from the Gold Coast Suns, who, did you see this?
I think I saw him doing this.
Yeah. Just eating a bit of the grass.
Yeah, he goes out in the middle of the pitch and eats some of the grass.
Sports journalist Caroline Wilson said, this is every game. I can't believe that people don't know about this. Doesn't matter. Any venue across Australia, he's out there, he bends down, he just chomps a bit of the grass. And that gets him in the spirit of things, right? But I mean,
because he does gobble up his bloody opponents on the pitch. He's having a great season.
Exactly, right? So he just whets his appetite with a bit of the grass. Georgia Garnett, AFLW player, she says no coffee on game day. She has three rituals. No coffee on game day. Walks barefoot onto the field as a bit of an earthing pregame.
Nice.
Tasting it with her toes. Maybe the grass is like garlic. Remember the mind blown fact? You rub your feet on it, you can taste it in your mouth. Maybe that's what George is going for. And then the final one, before I take my headphones off to listen to the music from the team speaker, I listen to the song The Boogie That Be by Black Eyed Peas.
The Boogie That Be? How's that one go?
I can't remember. It was obviously one of the B-sides. But, you know, everyone's got one. So we thought we'd ask you, what is your pre-game ritual?
What's yours, Matt, before a big gig or something? What do you do?
It's a sock thing. I really enjoy putting on those nice, crisp socks. It's properly sitting down, legs out, and just feeling, like actually feeling the socks come on. That's what I personally like. That's all. Nothing exciting.
Oh, that's right. I thought they were saying something different in the crowd when I was sitting next to people in your last show. Yeah.
He socks.
So I say, this really socks. I thought they were saying something else. Sorry, this makes more sense.
Okay. We asked you what your pregame ritual is. Harry said, I have to do left sock, left boot, right boot, left laces, right laces every time.
Is it because it's usually after you have a good game like that. Isn't that where it gets embedded? And you think, what did I do differently today?
What did I do? Exactly.
Yeah, and then you know, I try and do that every time. So
you see Nadal do his little, like, he fiddles with his ear, wipes the head thing. Every serve has his little sort of
touches every
ritual
part of his body.
Every time. I mean, there's soccer players who have to kiss the head of their bald goalkeepers, you know, to get the good luck, which maybe I could make that a career. Just walk around to European soccer players and be like, oi, give us a smooch. I'll charge ya.
Well, Melissa sent us a DM as well. That's regarding pre-match rituals. My husband's soccer team used to wear the same undies all season and they weren't allowed to wash them until they lost a game. They made it to the finals. And Melissa uses the sort of disappearing into smoke / steam emoji alongside the vomit emoji.
Yep.
Where do you keep a jock that has been through a season of soccer at home? Where do you put it once you get take them off at home?
I don't know, but after a while you're like, there, those aren't grass stains.
Dear, oh dear.
I tell you what, maybe it was working because no other player wanted to go near them.
Yeah. I can just run all the way from the back to the front and score a goal. It's so easy. My goodness. Soccer, more like an absolute shocker.
Okay, please.
Goal, more like mold.
Okay, sorry.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect. Well, Matt, you and I love a Cinderella story, and there was none better recently than Wrexham FC, Ryan Reynolds and team buying a soccer team in the UK, getting promoted to the upper leagues. It was great. We want to invest in our own team, not quite on the Ryan Reynolds budget at the moment. So we are looking for a few of the smaller sports teams around Australia that Matt and Alex can purchase and take off the bottom of the ladder into superstardom.
Yeah, that's right. And so we asked you to get in touch with your teams. What's your team that you think needs a little bit of oomph, a little bit of star power, like the heavy hitters that Alex Dyson and I, what can revive you from sporting dead and resurrect your hopes, chances, and dreams of winning?
Last week, we chatted to Joel from the indoor soccer team from the sunny coast, the Hillcrest Hipsters, with a very enticing offer. But we're going to be looking to the world of mixed netball now. We're going to look at the world of social netball now with Marnie. G'day, Marnie.
Hello.
Now, Marnie, first up, what's your netball team's name?
Spice Goals. So taking inspiration from the Spice Girls, and obviously we're a bit spicy as well. So,
Spice Girls.
This is a strong start, Alex Dyson. That's this is very good branding.
I feel if you got the IP on that, you could just sell the name itself and forget the team. We just buy the name off you.
It is good. We did search team name generator though, so we can't take full ownership. But that was the standout for us.
just a little tip, Marnie. Never tell anyone that, okay? As far as we're concerned, that was an original piece of IP that no one ever could have come up with other than you, and that's the value that you're bringing to this team. Mm. Goals, have you got jerseys?
No, I created the little logo, and I have gone all out and bought iron-on transfer paper and put it on a cheap T-shirt.
Okay.
And none of my teammates have followed yet.
Okay, so you're the only one that is actually getting amongst this team branding so far.
Yeah.
What does everyone else wear?
What is the logo, by the way?
It's the little, well, it's meant to be a chili, but she's wearing a bib and has a little netball skirt and a netball as well.
Oh, yeah, Bron's just showing us now, little Spice Girls. Oh, she's throwing the ball up, got a bit of... got a bit of the purple M&M about her. Yep.
Yeah.
Is the purple M&M? I can never remember anymore.
Some luscious lips on that chili. That's good. Now, we got to ask you, this is the most important question almost here, Marnie. We are looking, obviously, to take buy low, sell high. So we need a team that is in the absolute doldrums. How's the season going for the Spice Goals so far?
Okay. So it's about a 26-week season. Mm-hmm. We're 10 games in. Mm-hmm. 9 losses, 1 win.
Was the win a forfeit?
Do you know what? I don't know what happened, but we just did amazing that night.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's why I'm thinking we could be the underdogs. I actually do think we can come back. We just haven't had that consistently shown yet.
No.
so tonight is game 11. So there's still time to turn it around. 26 weeks. We can...
How many teams in the comp that you're in the level?
Like 9.
9, okay. And you're...
Okay.
So we're playing the same people over and over.
You know the team that you won against, were they called the Barn Mees? Because I don't think that I've ever experienced a hotter chili than any time I visit someone when there's a Barn Mee or a foe involved. That's when things really, really get spicy.
We took it over, yeah.
Yeah, goodness. Well, this is pretty good. What's your offer to us? What are the new owners getting when we take on the Spice Goals?
I think what we need is, you know, losing that many times is pretty demoralizing. Mm. So we need a bit of a hype squad. We also, I think, I would like to see everyone in a uniform, in a shirt at least, and we could make the shirts a bit better than my patchy iron-on version.
Okay.
And then obviously a celebratory dinner at the end, drinks, dinner.
Okay. This is all, we did ask what we were getting out of this, rather than...
Yeah, see, this is... This is rule number one when you're pitching anything, Marnie. It's not about what you want. It's about what we can
what
get.
What you could give us.
Yeah.
If we're going to invest.
Well, we're the underdogs, so you would be climbing with us. We're on the rise, so you guys would be coming on board before that's actually taking off.
Are you suggesting that all we're getting is a little bit of goodwill? We'll just feel good about winning. Is that what you're saying?
Potentially, but I also think Bron is another part of the deal that I think she would bring a bit to the table, where just 7 players now, which is what you need to play the game. And my other proposal was that Bron is also a player for at least one of the matches.
So this isn't mixed netball, so Matt and I can't suit up?
No, you guys can't, unfortunately.
Can only just coach from the sidelines.
Well, I see you guys as more bring the hype, the energy for us, and then...
Not going to take out coaching either.
Okay, I've got to tell you, Marnie, this pitch is going sour.
I've heard similar pitches from people sticking out their hand and trying to talk to me on the street and say, you look really, really friendly. Can I chat to you for a minute here? And I'm like, sorry. We've got to get to a meeting.
Marnie, I love the idea of the team, and I love the want to get everyone looking the same.
Yeah. And the name is a big selling point. Love the name, Marnie. But tell her, is there a trophy at the end of the season? Is there a meat tray that people's wins where Matt and I can cook up a barbie for ourselves or something? We're like, good investment here.
Oh. I don't believe there is from the sports club, but I mean, there's no reason why we can't be putting that on for you guys.
You're going to go out to the local butchers and get a few snags, Marnie.
Is there, like, is the league, if you're a member of the league, do you get a discount at local businesses or something like that?
No, it's just the glory.
Oh, boy.
The glory of winning. Oh,
this is a hard sell, Marnie.
We're the major league. We're in the real top league, you know.
Oh, boy.
Well, look, we'll consider it, Marnie.
Yes.
Marnie, I got to tell you, I love the name of your team. So if there's some sort of way we can make
if
it work.
If no one trumps us on the name, that's enough, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
Marnie, have you given yourself a spice name? You know, like are you
chicken gold? Wing defense?
Yeah, gold
buffalo
spice?
Wing defense.
Something like that.
Paprika keeper or something?
Yeah. Paprika keeper.
Paprika keeper.
I hadn't thought about it, but I like it. I'll put it out.
Yeah, you got to give yourself a Spice Girl's name. Yeah, not just Scary Spice or Posh Spice, Flailing Spice.
The actual condiment, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck today, Marnie. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you. See ya.
All day breakfast.
Well, Matt, we come to the end of another Friday episode, which means we jump on into the Matt and Alex mailbag. What have people been getting in touch with us regarding this week?
Yeah, that's right. Our DMs are always open at matt.n.alex, and Emily got in touch with regards to the Ask Me Anything segment that we do sometimes. And this is an Ask Me Anything for me. Emily says, I'm heading up to Brisbane this weekend for the footy and I'm after some recommendations on how else I can enjoy the Sunshine State. Anything to suggest doing in Brizzy for a 36-hour trip? Oh, is there ever? Is there ever? All right, here we go.
You keep repeating, is there ever a bit.
Quick little morning drive and coffee through Toowong. Pick up a coffee and head up and do the drive up around Mount Cutha. Have a little look out over this beautiful city, okay? Connect to the earth up there. Jump back in your car and drive back down. Ditch the car. Maybe have lunch at the Regatta Boat Shed Hotel on Brisbane River. Then jump in a city cat, okay? Now, ferry your way all the way up through the city, past South Bank. If you've got a bit of time, you're welcome to jump up and take a walk from one end to the other and then jump back on another ferry. Head past the Kangaroo Point cliffs and look at the people scaling the rocks and keep on going. Maybe past a couple of breweries again if you got time until you get to New Farm, where you can walk through New Farm Park, one of the best playgrounds in Brizzy if you got little ones with you, and then stop, end it all as the sun goes down, looking at incredible houses on the edge of the Brisbane River from the balcony of the Brisbane Powerhouse. Catch a show, catch a meal. Have a great arvo.
Or you can just head to Matt O'Kine's house, which is at 43.
No! I hope you beeped that. What else have we been receiving?
All right, let's go, Dave. Lads, I did it. I finally caught up on all the all-day breakfast episodes. I was about 180 episodes behind, coming off a long run up there, Dave, and at the end of January, and been pumping through them ever since. The only thing is, it puts me in a bit of a predicament. Maybe you guys could pump out a couple of episodes every day. I dare say it would help with the situation I'm in. Anyway, love the pod. Keep ripping it up and giving your best. What do you reckon, Matt? Three all-day breakfasts a day? Maybe instead of all-day breakfast, we just have Matt and Alex breakfast, Matt and Alex lunch, Matt and Alex dinner. And we actually do define our meals.
Jessica got in touch as well with regards to taxi tariffs. Says, catching up on all-day breakfast since being away for a week, got in a taxi at the airport. Instant regrets. Driver ignored the direction I asked him to take, which added an extra 10 minutes to the trip. He also added some sort of tariff, and it ended up costing twice as much as an ride share. I thought to myself, I wish Matt O'Kine was here. I'd love for him to tell this guy to stop being a scumbag. Oh. Keep fighting the good fight, Matt.
Well, look, you said what you should do in Brisbane. Tell Jessica what you should have done in that situation.
Look, this is part of the problem. They've taken the little sticker off the windows now. I don't think it is mandatory to have the stickers on the window that tell you the tariff readings. Mm. All right. So, and next time you're in that situation, just do a little bit of Google. Taxi tariffs, your state. Then check the meter. Okay. Mm. Now, not where the money is, but where the, it should say day, fare, there'll be a number there, one, and just do a little bit of asking.
Mm. What would happen if you said, can you please take this road? They go a different way. I reckon I can picture you just going, stop, I'm getting out, I'm not paying. I can imagine you doing that.
No. You cannot not pay for certain things.
Right.
All right. So this is something that I discovered when this happened to me.
And you did do this.
Because I was like, I'm not paying. And they're like, technically the meter is kind of a recommendation. It's not necessarily,
what?
It's like not law binding kind of thing. So even when I complained to like the taxi, you know, companies or whatever, they were like, well, still the service has happened from here to here and we do have a set rule.
Right.
So if you've been charged 20% more, it doesn't automatically mean you get it for free. It means that you actually just need to pay 20% less. That was what happened a long time ago. But also, most taxi drivers will prefer to just give you the ride for free if you call them out on it because they don't want to have to go back to 2 weeks of mandatory training. So, as the gentleman who overcharged me had to do, and I had to leave the back door of my house every week because I was scared that he was going to take revenge on me. But I dare say it was,
but it was worth it to save a bit of cash. Gotta tell you that, Jessica.
It was worth it to not be ripped off. Yeah, there's a problem when you get picked up outside your house by the person you then complain about.
Upset greatly. Anyway, we've also got Amber joining us on the phone. G'day, Amber.
Hello, how you going?
Not too bad. You got in touch with us this week regarding Matt's appearance as waiter in the upcoming Sophie Monk and Vanilla Ice film Zombie Plane. Can you tell us what your message said?
Yes. So, got to get a little bit of backstory first. Mm-hmm. I went to work, let's say 3 weeks ago. I was chatting to one of my work friends, Jeanette. And she's telling me about how she spent her weekend as an extra on a film. So I was like, oh, it's a bit random. Like, you've never mentioned being an actor before. And her boyfriend's boss is the producer for Zombie Plane.
Oh.
And that just, like, happened to be the morning that I listened to your podcast about the table situation. So mm-hmm. I told her all about that. Had a bit of a laugh. Small world, whatever. Didn't really think anything more of it. Until the next week where I got a message saying that the podcast had found its way back to the boss, and that's what encouraged him to reach out to Matt and offer him a part.
What? Sorry.
Okay.
You were acting as Matt's agent and got him the part? Just by listening to the
pod? No. Look, Amber, Alex, I'm telling you, they told me this would happen.
Oh,
they told me this would happen the second I became a star in one of this country and the world's most incredible movies. They said, watch them all come running with their hands out wanting their 10%. And what has Amber done? Claimed that she's responsible.
Damn, Amber.
That she got me the gig.
Well, look, I won't ask for 10%, but I'll take a crumb bag.
Oh, see? You might as well take 100%, Amber. That's what you're asking from us. Oh, my lordy.
They are priceless, but I tell you what, Matt, once you're up on the big screen, you will be thanking Amber. You'd give 100 crumb bags to have acted alongside Vanilla Ice.
Look, I do have to thank you, whether it was indeed you, you know, and I do believe you somewhat. I have to.
Well,
sort of
it certainly
give
you... was. You got fired when you played a waiter last time, so it wasn't your previous acting history. I call up for references, look, they say, God, no.
I can tell you all about Jeanette's role as well, if you want a little backstory there.
For so as your got, friend as an
I've
extra?
Yeah.
What is Jeanette?
This could, but Jeanette's an extra. I mean, I wonder if we're getting a scoop on some of the action that happens on the screen. So what does Jeanette do?
Well, I can say is that she does. She doesn't have a line, but she doesn't make it. And I think so does her dad, who's also an extra.
Wow. Okay, wait. Do you know how she dies?
Oh, don't think guess. I can tell you.
Let me guess.
Might involve zombies.
Zombies. I think you're right. Thank you so much for that, Amber. We'll chat to you later.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Bye.
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 And thank you for listening to All Day Breakfast today.
Look, we do thank you for listening, but I'm going to have to change my address. I'm going to have to change the link to this podcast. I can't have people like that just coming into my life anymore, all claiming that they were the one. It's too much, Daiso. But look, if you want to get in touch with us, whether it's the fact that you think you got me one line in one of the world's greatest movie moments, whatever it is, if you want to just say hi, send us a story, you've got an idea, you want to chat to us on the show, hit us up at matt.and.alex. We are literally always, always open to your suggestions.
Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.
Making love on the bathroom floor.